Idioms in context. Amy asked her husband to go shopping with her. As usual, her husband was too busy watching television to go with her. Amy tried to persuade her husband. She told him, "Come with me, honey. We haven't been shopping together for ages. I want you to take a look at some summer dresses with me. You can help me pick out the best one." Her husband turned her down, saying,
"You always want to check every store, Amy. I'm just not cut out for all that walking around."
"Think of it as your chance to work out," Amy suggested. "You'll be getting your exercise for the day." But her husband wasn't listening. He was concentrating on the football game on television. Amy was so upset that she wanted to take apart the TV and flush each piece down the toilet. She set out for the shopping mall alone. But as she was backing up the car in the driveway, she had an idea. She stopped the car and went back in the house. She told her husband, "I'm sorry for bothering you, honey. Have fun watching the game." Then she gave him a kiss and left. At the mall, she found hundreds of dresses for sale and took her time looking through them all. She picked out two nice ones and went to pay for them. As she was handing over her credit card to the cashier, the remote control for her television fell out of her purse.
"My husband is home watching television," Amy explained to the confused cashier.
"When he catches on that I stole the remote control, he'll go crazy. But it serves him right for not coming with me."